Chapter 11, Rehearsals. 1500 hours, terrain model outside the brigade main command post. Cajun 3 pulled out his map board and checked over the terrain model to ensure it was accurate. After the mission command, information collection, IC, fires, and sustainment rehearsals earlier, he was sure there were going to be things that were messed up or trampled. He quickly tasked his non-commissioned officers, NCOs, to clean up a few errant phase lines, PLs, and coordination points. Cajun 6 slipped through the crowd, deftly avoiding being trapped by one of his commanders, and convened the Combined Arms Rehearsal, CAR. S3, if everyone is here, let's begin, Cajun 3 nodded. Cajun 6 began. Team, for those of you who don't know where you are, this is the Brigade Combat Team, BCT, CAR. We call it that because it's first and foremost a rehearsal, and because we all need to understand how we are applying combined arms, not just infantry, to defeat the enemy in this operation. Cajun 3's assistant is the official note-taker. You all have the latest copies of our products. These will certainly change with what we discuss here today, and as one last act of kindness to the Chief of Operations, CHOPS, we will publish a fragmentary order, FRAGORD, within 1 hour, covering all the changes we make today. After the CAR today, we will execute the fires technical and IC technical rehearsals in the main command post, CP, starting at 1800 hours. Cajuns, this is what we've trained for. This is where we prove ourselves. All the staff work in the world can't save us if we don't understand the plan and how to execute it rapidly and violently. My intent is to leverage the brigade's, BDE's, firepower to destroy as much of the enemy as possible east of the coordinated fire line, CFL. From there, the rest will be up to you and your company commanders to close with and destroy the enemy. This is where we resolve friction. It's not a back brief to me, so if you see an issue, speak up so we can fix it. Cajun 6 sat down, and the CHOPS walked to the center of the terrain model with his briefing stick. Cajuns, I'm the Chief of Operations, and this point marks the transition of the plan from plans to current operations. I'll lead the rehearsal, and my team is responsible for all changes to the plan from here on out. Verify you are on execution checklist version 3.1. S3, please cover any changes to the task organization. Experience from the combat training centers, CTCs, indicate that units struggle to conduct effective rehearsals, including the brigade CAR. This challenge is especially true at echelon, including fires, IC, and sustainment. Time management has been identified as a key factor for units that fail in this task. It is time for leaders and staffs to plan sequencing of the various rehearsals, time for key personnel to attend designated rehearsals, and time to conduct the rehearsals to standard to drive the quality of the event. Lesson/best practice. Unit fighting products are the script for rehearsals. Rehearsals are not briefings. Commanders synchronize actions, identify conflicts, and solve problems. See Lead 6 Tactics, Techniques, and Procedures, TTPs, for effective rehearsals. Lead 6 TTPs for effective rehearsals. The National Training Center, NTC. Purpose. A great rehearsal accomplishes three things. Allows all participants to visualize the fight in space and time. Ensures a logical consistency between the brigade scheme of maneuver and subordinate concepts of operations. Develops a common understanding of how we will respond to likely enemy actions. If you do not own it, you cannot brief it. Staff should only discuss assets that they actually control. Let the doers do, and do not let an elaborate scene-setting preamble detract time from the commander's dialogue around the decisive point. Do not stand and brief, walk and show. Staff should avoid rebriefing the operation order, but should focus instead on describing their assets and actions on the terrain board in terms of tasks, time, and triggers. Battalion commanders should brief decisions, intent, risk, and triggers, DIRT. Commanders should outline how their concept of operations fits within the higher scheme of maneuver. They should articulate the decisions, intent, risk, and triggers for each phase. Commanders brief, not S3s. How long will that take? The brigade commander and command sergeant major should focus their attention on two things: the synchronization of concurrent events and the logical integration of warfighting functions. How will we know? When decision points are discussed, the collection plan and reporting mechanisms for the information those decisions are based on should also be discussed by those who will collect and report the information. Uncooperative enemy. The S2 should designate an intelligence officer to play the role of an uncooperative enemy who will inflict friendly casualties based on expected outcomes. Known versus templated enemy. Consider marking a templated enemy on the map in a different color from an enemy that has been detected by a collection asset. What did we decide? A designated note taker should record all unresolved issues and actions on a whiteboard for publication in future fragmentary orders. The note taker should brief all decisions and do-outs at the conclusion of the rehearsal. Site selection. The rehearsal site should allow all participants to hear and participate in the dialogue. Personnel who cannot hear the discussion should leave and get other work done. Center for Army Lessons Learned Call Handbook, Call 19-18, Commander and Staff Guide to Rehearsals, is a useful resource for commanders and staffs. Call 19-18 can be retrieved at Call Public Website. The rehearsal is a coordination event, not an analysis. It does not replace wargaming. Commanders wargame during the military decision-making process, MDMP, to analyze different courses of action, COAs, to determine the optimal one. Rehearsals practice that selected COA. Commanders should avoid making major changes to operation orders, op-ords, during rehearsals. They make only those changes essential to mission success and risk mitigation. Effective and efficient units habitually rehearse during training. Commanders at every level routinely train and practice various rehearsal types. Local standard operating procedures, SOPs, identify appropriate rehearsal types and standards for their execution. All leaders conduct periodic after-action reviews, AARs, to ensure their units conduct rehearsals to standard and correct substandard performances. AARs also enable leaders to incorporate lessons learned into existing plans and orders or into subsequent rehearsals. Adequate time is essential when conducting rehearsals. The time required varies with the complexity of the mission, the type, the technique, and the level of participation of the rehearsal. Units conduct rehearsals at all levels, using the most thorough technique possible, given the time available. Under time-constrained conditions, leaders conduct abbreviated rehearsals, focusing on critical events determined by reverse planning. Each unit will have different critical events based on the mission, unit readiness, and the commander's assessment. Units conduct rehearsals before training events and early enough to conduct multiple rehearsals if necessary. Rehearsals provide an invaluable means of ensuring actions during training are synchronized and executed to standard. The takeaway from this is that rehearsals apply in both training and operations with minor differences in technique. Insights from the CTCs. Rehearsals are a lost art. Rehearsals can be done many ways. Record as much as you can in your SOP to facilitate integration into higher headquarters, HHQ, as well as integration of attached subordinate units. Delineate roles and responsibilities during rehearsals to create detailed understanding across the formation. Finally, rehearsals are effective tools for implementing effective mission control within an organization, enabling specific functional tenets of the science of control and art of command. Rehearsals provide an effective platform to communicate the commander's intent, create a shared understanding, build cohesive teams, develop mutual trust, enable subordinates to exercise disciplined initiative, and identify opportunities to accept prudent risk. Field Manual FM-60, Commander and Staff Organization and Operations, provides a doctrinal breakdown of rehearsals in Appendix C, Rehearsals. FM-60 can be found at the Army Publishing Directorate. Rehearsal Types. Each rehearsal type achieves a different result and has a specific place in the preparation timeline. The types of rehearsals are the back brief, combined arms rehearsal, support rehearsal, battle drill, or SOP rehearsal. Back brief. A back brief is a briefing by subordinates to the commander to review how subordinates intend to accomplish their mission. Subordinates perform back briefs throughout preparation to allow commanders to clarify intent and provide additional guidance early in subordinate planning. Commanders use the back brief to identify any problems in the concept of operations. Back briefs are performed sequentially, in which subordinate leaders review assigned tasks and planned actions from start to finish of the operation. When time is available, back briefs can be combined with other types of rehearsals to allow subordinate leaders to coordinate plans before performing more elaborate drills. Back briefs require the fewest resources and may be the only option under time-constrained conditions. FM60 note. The back brief must not be confused with a confirmation brief. A confirmation brief is an opportunity for subordinate leaders to verify receipt and understanding of the commander's intent and specified tasks immediately following the issuance of the order. Combined arms rehearsal. A CAR is a scripted event involving the commander, staff, and units used to identify and solve problems. A CAR enables the commander, staff, and subordinate units to synchronize plans, actions, and responsibilities across warfighting functions, WFFs. Higher headquarters should execute a CAR after subordinate units not only issue their op-ords, but also have an opportunity to rehearse their individual plans. This type of rehearsal helps ensure subordinate commanders' plans achieve the higher echelon commander's intent. A CAR is intended to be an opportunity to synchronize actions, identify conflicts, and solve problems through the FRAGORD process. It should not be a rigidly scripted event and should have time allocated for discussion. A CAR may be the final opportunity for problem identification and conflict resolution prior to execution, as the entire staff and unit is exposed to the overall scheme of events. Lesson/Best Practice. Combined Arms Rehearsals. The National Training Center, NTC, Operations, Ops Group provides lessons and best practices, or AWAY, on the execution of CARs in TAC Talks Episode 1, AWAY to CAR, available at DVIDS. Lesson/Best Practice. The following are steps to effective CARs. Get commanders involved talking early in the rehearsal process, describing their concerns and how they see the fight. Limit the length of time for staff briefs, prioritizing addressing efforts not covered by commanders that seek to converge effects at decisive times/locations. Have commanders stand on the enemy objective that they consider decisive throughout the rehearsal process. This allows commanders to see friction points in friendly maneuver and discuss areas of concern while subordinates brief them directly. Subordinate commanders brief using forms of maneuver, tactical mission and enabling tasks and purposes, and graphic control measures, GCMs, boundaries, PLs, target reference points, TRPs, restrictive fire lines, RFLs, etc., that support direct coordination with the adjacent unit. Most of the discussion during each turn should be subordinates describing activities in the close fight. Staffs can focus their discussion on enabling activities in the close fight and then the deep and rear areas as they set conditions for the next event. Support rehearsal. A support rehearsal is an event focused on synchronizing each WFF with the overall operation. Throughout preparation, units conduct support rehearsals within the framework of a single or limited number of WFFs that can involve coordination and procedure drills for aviation, fires, engineer support, or casualty evacuation, case evac. Support rehearsals and CARs complement preparations for an operation. Units may conduct support rehearsals separately and then combine them into full dress rehearsals. Although these rehearsals differ slightly by WFF, they achieve the same result. Battle drill or standard operating procedure rehearsal. A battle drill is an action units collectively and rapidly execute without applying a deliberate decision-making process. A battle drill or SOP rehearsal ensures that all participants understand a technique or a specific set of procedures. Throughout preparation, units and staffs rehearse battle drills and SOPs. These rehearsals do not need a completed order from HHQ. Leaders place priority on those drills or actions they anticipate occurring during the operation. For example, a transportation platoon may rehearse a battle drill on reacting to an ambush while waiting to begin movement. See FM60 Appendix E for details on CP battle drills. All echelons use these rehearsal types, however, they are most common for platoons, squads, and sections. They are conducted throughout preparation, and they are not limited to published battle drills. All echelons can rehearse action such as a CP shift change, an obstacle breach lane marking SOP, or a refuel on the move ROM site operation. Rehearsal techniques. Techniques for conducting rehearsals are limited only by the commander's imagination and available resources. Several techniques are illustrated in Figure 11-4. Resources required for each technique range from narrow to broad. As listed from left to right, each successive technique takes more time and more resources. Each rehearsal technique also imparts a different level of understanding to participants. Considerations for determining the appropriate rehearsal technique include time, the amount of time required to conduct, plan, prepare, execute, and assess the rehearsal, and to make changes to the plan if gaps are identified. Echelons involved, the number of echelons that can participate in the rehearsal. Operation security, OPSEC risks. Unprotected friendly critical information observed by the enemy that can be exploited to affect the operation. Terrain, the amount of area needed for the rehearsal. Roles and responsibilities. Planning for, setting up, and controlling a rehearsal involves the entire staff, with principal roles by the commander, executive officer, XO, S3 and S2, etc. Knowing the rehearsal actions required and the separate and shared responsibilities involved are integral to successful rehearsal execution. Regardless of which type and technique of rehearsal is selected, there are numerous command and staff responsibilities associated with planning, preparing, and executing one. The lion's share of responsibility normally rests with the commander, XO, S3, and S2. However, the conducting headquarters staff, subordinate leaders, and even a designated recorder are critical to a successful rehearsal event. FM-60 Appendix C provides doctrinal guidance regarding commander and staff rehearsal responsibilities, but each unit commander may designate more if necessary. Units should provide specific roles and responsibilities within the unit's planning standard operating procedures, PSOPs. Like the operations process, executing a rehearsal often follows the plan, prepare, execute, and assess format. Conducting the rehearsal. All participants have responsibilities before, during, and after a rehearsal. Before a rehearsal, the rehearsal director states the commander's expectations and orients the other participants on details of the rehearsal as necessary. During a rehearsal, all participants rehearse their roles in the operation. They make sure they understand how their actions support the overall operation and note any additional coordination required. After a rehearsal, participants ensure that they understand any changes to the op board and coordination requirements and that they received all updated staff products. Commanders do not normally address small problems that arise during rehearsals. Instead, the S3 recorder keeps a record of these problems. This ensures the commander does not interrupt the rehearsal's flow. If the problem remains at the end of the rehearsal, the commander solves it then. If the problem jeopardizes mission accomplishment, the staff accomplishes the coordination necessary to solve it before the participants disperse. Identifying and solving such problems is a major reason for conducting rehearsals. If commanders do not make corrections while participants are assembled, they may lose the opportunity to do so. Coordinating among dispersed participants and disseminating changes to them often proves more difficult than accomplishing these actions in person. Before the rehearsal. Before the rehearsal, the staff completes the op board with overlays and conducts three events: introduction and overview, orientation, rehearsal script. During the rehearsal. Once the rehearsal director finishes discussing the ground rules and answering questions, the S3 reads the mission statement, the commander reads the commander's intent, and the S3 establishes the current friendly situation. The rehearsal then begins, following the rehearsal script. The following are a generic set of rehearsal steps developed for CARS. However, with a few modifications, these steps support any rehearsal technique. The products depend on the rehearsal type. The following are the generic steps. Step 1. Deploy enemy forces. The S2 briefs on the current enemy situation and operational environment, OE. The S2 places markers on the map or terrain board, as applicable, indicating where enemy forces and other operationally significant groups or activities would be before the first rehearsal event. The S2 then briefs the most likely enemy course of action, COA, and operational context. The S2 also briefs the status of IC operations, for example, citing any patrols still out or any observation post positions. Step 2. Deploy friendly forces. The S3 briefs friendly maneuver unit dispositions, including security forces, as they are arrayed at the start of the operation. Subordinate commanders and other staff officers brief their unit positions and any particular point of emphasis at the starting time. For example, the chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear Seaburn officer states the mission-oriented protective posture level, and the Chief of Fires, Deputy Fire Support Coordinator, Fire Support Officer, FSO, or Fires Unit Commander states the range of friendly and enemy artillery. Other participants place markers for friendly forces, including adjacent units, at the positions they will occupy at the start of the operation. As participants place markers, they state their task and purpose, task organization, and strength. Sustainment and protection units brief positions, plans, and actions at the starting time and at points of emphasis the rehearsal director designates. Subordinate units may include forward arming and refueling points, ROM points, communications checkpoints, security points, or OPSEC procedures that differ for any period during the operation. The rehearsal director restates the commander's intent if necessary. Step 3. Initiate action. The rehearsal director states the first event on the execution matrix. Normally, this involves the S2 moving enemy markers according to the enemy COA. The depiction must tie enemy actions to specific terrain or to friendly unit actions. The S2 portrays enemy actions based on the situation template developed for staff wargaming. As the rehearsal proceeds, the S2 portrays the enemy and other operational factors and walks through the enemy COA per the situation template. The S2 stresses reconnaissance routes, objectives, security force composition and locations, initial contact, initial fires, including artillery, air, and attack helicopters, probable main force objectives or engagement areas, EAs, and likely commitment of reserve forces. Step 4. Reach decision points. When the rehearsal director determines that a particular enemy movement or reaction is complete, the commander assesses the situation to determine if a decision point has been reached. Decision points are taken directly from the decision support template, DST. If the commander determines the unit is not at a decision point and not at the end state, the commander directs the rehearsal director to continue to the next event on the execution matrix. Participants use the response sequence and continue to act out and describe their unit's actions. When the rehearsal reaches conditions that establish a decision point, the commander decides whether to continue with the current COA or select a branching COA. If electing the current COA, the commander directs the rehearsal director to move to the next event in the execution matrix. If selecting a branch, the commander states the reason for selecting that branch, states the first event of that branch, and continues the rehearsal until the organization has rehearsed all events of that branch. As the unit reaches decisive points, the rehearsal director states the conditions required for success. When it becomes obvious that the operation requires additional coordination to ensure success, participants immediately begin coordinating. This is one of the key reasons for rehearsals. The rehearsal director ensures that the recorder captures the coordination and any changes and ensures that all participants understand the coordination. Step 5. Achieve end state. Achieving the desired end state completes that phase of the rehearsal. In an attack, this will usually be when the unit is on the objective and has finished consolidation and case evac. In the defense, this will usually be after the decisive action, such as committing the reserve or striking force, the final destruction or withdrawal of the enemy, and case evac is complete. In stability tasks, this usually occurs when a unit achieves the targeted progress within a designated line of effort. Step 6. Reset. At this point, the commander states the next branch to rehearse. The rehearsal director resets the situation to the decision point where that branch begins and states the criteria for a decision to execute that branch. Participants assume those criteria have been met and then conduct the operation along that branch until they attain the desired end state. They complete any coordination needed to ensure all participants understand and can meet any requirements. The recorder records any changes to the branch. The commander then states the next branch to rehearse. The rehearsal director again resets the situation to the decision point where that branch begins, and participants repeat the process. This continues until the rehearsal has addressed all decision points and branches that the commander wants to rehearse. If the standard is not met and time permits, the commander directs participants to repeat the rehearsal. The rehearsal continues until participants are prepared or until the time available expires. Commanders may allocate more time for a rehearsal, but they must assess the effects on subordinate commanders' preparation time. Successive rehearsals, if conducted, should be more complex and realistic. At the end of the rehearsal, the recorder restates any changes, coordination, or clarifications that the commander directed and estimates how long it will take to codify changes in a written fragord. After the rehearsal. After the rehearsal, the commander leads an AAR. The commander reviews lessons learned and makes the minimum required modifications to the existing plan. Normally, a fragord affects these changes. Changes should be refinements to the opord. They should not be radical or significant. Changes not critical to the operation's execution may confuse subordinates and hinder the synchronization of the plan. The commander issues any last-minute instructions or reminders and reiterates the commander's intent. Based on the commander's instructions, the staff makes any necessary changes to the opord, DST, and execution matrix based on the rehearsal results. Subordinate commanders incorporate these changes into their unit's opords. The chief of staff, COS or XO, ensures the changes are briefed to all leaders or liaison officers, LNOs, who did not participate in the rehearsal. The rehearsal provides the final opportunity for subordinates to identify and fix unsolved problems. The staff ensures that all participants understand any changes to the opord, and the recorder captures all coordination done at the rehearsal. All changes to the published opord are, in effect, verbal fragords. As soon as possible, the staff publishes each verbal fragord as a written fragord that changes the published opord. Conclusion. Army units must rehearse expected actions to improve performance during execution. All personnel involved must understand their own roles and the roles of those around them to sufficiently prepare for operations. Furthermore, if the situation requires, they must be able to assume the role of their supervisor or other leaders in the chain of command. It is therefore imperative that all personnel involved understand the mission, commander's intent, scheme of operations, and desired end state. Then, Cajun 3 and Cajun 6 pose challenging vignettes, requiring company commanders to answer questions about reporting procedures, chemical decontamination routes, response to jamming, and case evac execution. Cajun 3 ended each phase by repeating where the BCT and battalions, BN, should be focused and the conditions required to move to the next phase. The whole process took about 90 minutes, and most of the BDE was mentally exhausted by the end and glad to head back to their area of operations, AO. Cajun 6 ended the car. I'm still not sure we have the rearward passage of lines, RPOL, for Swamp Fox correct, especially in the south, but Cajun 3 assures me the chops will cover it in the fragord. Copperhead, Swamp Fox, I need the two of you to talk that transition. Rehearse it again on the ground before tomorrow night.